type of owner do you see yourself, or CEO do you see yourself being? The more hands-on type, like a Jerry Jones or Daniel Snyder, or a guy who lets his football people just do football stuff?
Exactly. I'm not a Jerry Jones for sure. And I believe in, you know, we hire intelligent people, give them their job description, and we expect them to execute. And I don't think – I'm not into micromanaging, but I do and will be involved in important decisions. But the day-to-day, I leave to the football people, yes.
Do you have a lot in terms of this business to sort of familiarize yourself with? Are you coming in where you feel like you have a pretty good handle on?
I think I've had a pretty good handle. You know, I've been around this for 39 years now, and I've done and been in almost every aspect of the business. I have a good visceral feel for everything, and not just the football side, but the business side as well, you know. So, yes, I'm very acquainted with the operational aspects of the business.
There have been periods here where Mr. Adams had sort of a number one figure that, you know, in Steve Underwood or Jeff Diamond, guys like that, and then periods without. What's your sense? Do you need somebody like that here?
No.
Why not?
I think I can handle it myself.
Fans here are somewhat disgruntled over the way things have been going in recent years. Still buying tickets, but a lot of them not showing up.
Right.
How much of a concern is that organizationally, and how much does what you do going forward aimed at them retaining their interest or rebuilding their affection for the team?
You know, highly important to deal with. I understand how the fans feel. I feel the same way. And I understand that they spend hard-earned money on this. They've got an emotional tie, too, just like the rest of us do. And we're going to fix this for them. So, yes, we're very attuned. Don has conducted, five, six focus groups. I get the reports on those. I read each and every one of them. And I'm not really surprised by what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing. So we know we have our job cut out for us on many, many fronts. And we know we need to deliver. So, yes, we're very in tune to the fans.
How convinced are you that this current coaching staff can get the job done eventually, or do these next games that close out the season, do they really have an important say in whether guys like Mike Munchak will be back?
Well, you know, the important thing to do is to finish these games, these three games. I want to see the players have been playing hard. I think you look around the league, we've had some misfortune, some turnovers, injuries and things like that. Everybody has that from time to time. They're playing hard. I want to continue with that front. We're going to evaluate, as I've said, each and every player, each and every coach. That's on an ongoing process. And at the end of the season, we'll sit down, Rustin and I, and we'll go through this, and at that time make, you know, some value judgments about those. So there's nothing today that I can share with you about that. Just know that everything and anything and everything is being looked at.
How quickly do you anticipate making a decision on Munch and the coaching staff after the season is over?
You know, we'll sit down the first week in January and start going through this process and be as timely as possible with it.
Tell me, what had your role, I guess, been before Mr. Adams' death? Can you talk about maybe what you had done behind the scenes and maybe how that changed when he passed away?
We have Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer of KSA Industries, which is the family holding company. And as such, I interface then and now with each one of our division heads and operational capacity. So from the team standpoint, Bud was clearly the owner and the decision maker. But it was my job to, in my view, to stay informed and to actively support where I could in each and every area of operational and football of this club. But clearly, I have more of a role now than I did then.
What all will be involved in your evaluation of Munchak and protect the team?
You know, it's the totality of it. You know, as I mentioned before, I've known Munch for a long time. I have highest degree of respect for him. He's a good football man. I look forward to sitting down with him and discussing in depth his view of his job performance and his coaches and the players, and seeing where we have a common agreement on those things, and just having a very good discussion. And based on that, we'll go forward after we've had a period to be deliberate and thoughtful, and that's essentially that. Told y'all I wasn't very good at this.
if you were to decide to make any sort of change, would you be more inclined to kind of go completely outside the organization to look for a new coach and bring in fresh blood, or would you want somebody that you or Rustin maybe have ties with?
You know, we haven't gotten there. I haven't even considered, you know, that aspect of it. Right now, the main thing I'm concerned about is the playing the Cardinals today. And this team playing hard and going forward. You know, coaching decisions and things like that, that's going to be a January thought process.
Can you say a little bit about the job you think that Rustin has done and whether or not he comes under the same, I guess, analysis or evaluation at the end of the year?
I think we all do come under the same analysis. I think it's up to me to perform. Every one of us has to perform throughout the organization. I think Rustin's done a good job. This is his first year as general manager. We've had a lot of holes to fill. Anybody watched the 2012 season, you know we were thoroughly lacking. I'm very encouraged about some of our younger players. So I think he and I get along well. We're constantly in contact, and I'm very pleased with Rustin.
Can you see a scenario where you would sell this team?
No, not.
Munch had talked about what you talked about a second ago in restocking the shelves here a little bit and being much closer than you were. I mean, do you feel that you're a number of players away, or just are you close?
I think we have a really good nucleus to build upon. I think if we can be active in the off season as we were last year and shore up some of these holes, I think we're on the edge of being very competitive. But we're not quite there yet. We have room for improvement, no question. I think we have a very good nucleus here. I'm excited about Hunter, and I'm excited about the way that Griffin played this year. We have veterans and young guys alike that have really come on, and they've stayed together. I like the way Washington's provided leadership to the young receivers. I'm excited about our young guard and center. You know, I think we have, and some of our linebackers. Yeah, I think we have a good group to build with. I do.
Given all the changes you made and spent a lot of money on free agency, how disappointed are you that it hadn't paid off in wins and losses?
Well, I'm not disappointed about spending the money. You know, that's what we're in business for. That's the thing. And yes, you'd like to see that. A lot of teams spent a lot of money, and their season hadn't been much better. I'm disappointed because I like winning. I don't like losing. We're not in the losing business. We're in the winning business. It's nice to be competitive and say you got close, but, you know, like Darryl Royal said, that's like kissing your sister. We're not into that, okay? So I'm happy with the talent we brought in. I'm not so from a dollar standpoint, I think we got a value worth there, yes. But we got a lot of work to do.
Smith, how much sympathy, I guess, in a way, do you have for Munchak and his staff, given the injuries that you noted, you know, especially Locker losing their starting quarterback? And how does that maybe help Mike's cause in a discussion with you going forward?
You know, it's tough to win in this league even when you have your franchise quarterback. And when you don't, it makes it even that much – compounds the problem. So, as I said, it's the totality of it. We have to look at absolutely every aspect of this season. And I understand the injury impact to it.
Are you convinced that Jake is a franchise quarterback? Is the jury still out?
I think Jake is a great competitor. I look forward to his recovery and getting him back in camp next year. And we'll see. You know, Jake's yet to finish a complete season. So can't answer that question just yet. But I do want, you know, I think Jake's going to be on this team. And we're going to see how it shakes out.
Taken over, and it's obviously been a lot of change for the family. new roles for people. Would you be inclined to keep the comfort of knowing that, you know, Munchak's here, people you're familiar with over a lot of years here, that, you know, not to blow up the thing right away, to give yourself some time maybe to get acclimated to your new role?
Well, I'm very comfortable with my new role. So, you know, I'm not, you know, we'll make the best decisions for this organization. I'm most comfortable with our abilities to here, and we have been blessed. Now, let me not say that. We have some long-term employees that make this thing work, and I rely on them greatly. Don, you know, and it's example of, you know, we throughout the organization, and that's very important to me that we have continuity there. But at the same time, winning. We're talking about winning, aren't we?
Would you have reservations about having a lame duck coach in terms of his ability to make the changes that he needed to make going forward? If he only had a year left, a player might be less willing to come, not knowing it's not a long-term thing. An assistant coach would be coming only for a one-year deal. Is that a concern with him going forward?
Absolutely, yeah. Sure it is.
So is there potential for him to get an extension if you decide to keep him?
You know, we have to sit down and talk about all those things in January.
How disappointing you think it was to Mr. Adams that he never won the Super Bowl with this team?
Oh, yeah, that was terribly. I mean, that was a dream we all have, and he certainly had it himself. And, it was very disappointing.
You feel like you want to get it done still for him?
I do. Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Not for all of us, for the man on the street, and the fan in the stands, and for Bud, of course. But yes.
Tommy, what was your relationship like with your father-in-law?
You know, it was pretty good, actually. You know, we got along pretty well, actually. We're totally different personalities and so forth, but we had a lot of good times together, so yes, we got along fine. You know.
How visible will you be with the team? I mean, how much time will you spend in Nashville?
I'll spend a fair amount of time in Nashville. I don't consider myself to be part of the story. I'll be around, you know, the edge. You mentioned Jerry Jones and people like that. Those other people really like to get in front of the cameras and visit with you guys and so forth. And I certainly don't will be available, but I'm not here to be, the front runner in any capacity.
5-10 years from now, when people think Tennessee Titans, what do you want this team to stand for?
We're going to build a quality. We have a quality organization now. We're going to get better, and we're going to win. I want winning, and we win on the field, and we win in the community and across the Mid-South region. It all gets back down to the winning at the end of the day.
Is the ultimate decision yours, Tommy, or is it a family get together here? We need to make these changes. We vote on it. How does that work?
It's my decision. But I do want to say that this is a family business. Many teams are family business. And I do involve the family. I talk to them, one of them daily. Almost hourly. I'm very close with both Susie and Amy. I talk with them both. Of course, Susie all the time, and Amy almost daily also, and with Kenneth and so forth. So the family's involved. They know what we're doing. They know what we're thinking. But the decision will be mine.
How is Kenneth's role in line to change? Will he continue to work upstairs, and in what capacity do you foresee?
You're going to see Kenneth more out in the community now.
From maybe a league approval, the league following everything that it has to get the family approved.
We have met with the finance committee, Susie and I. I was at the league meeting this week where they approved our next stage. I'm getting to go through a background check. So if I'm not here, you know what happened. and then we'll be, I suspect, and I hope this is finished. The league has its own timelines and procedures by the March meeting. You know, that's, because it has to go to the owners. They have to vote, and, you know, like they did this past Wednesday on the one aspect of the business. So
everyone in the organization would prefer to Mr. Adams is Mr. Adams. How do you like to be referred? And not by us necessarily, but by people in the organization.
What about you too? I called Haas. Do y'all know Haas? Anybody here not know Haas? And I had a question for him about something. And he said, well, Tommy, congratulations. He says, do I call you Mr. Smith now? I said, Haas, how long have we known each other? He said, about 30 years. I said, well, don't you think you still call me Tommy? So people call me Tommy.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.